This is Jim Wenger on the 2024 Harvest Tour. I'm at Colby, Kansas at Cornerstone Ag with Eric Sperber, the CEO and general manager. Eric, has the wheat harvest started to wind down around this area?
Well, artificially. Mother Nature kind of decided that the last 3 days we've needed 10 to 20 points of moisture and just humid enough conditions that has kind of kept people out of the fields, or we've gotten started for a little bit and then we have a shower come through. But I think we're about 50% done. The first 40% rolled in pretty good and was I think drier than people anticipated. We started earlier than people had thought. We took our first loads on the 21st of June, which was roughly 2 weeks earlier than we took our first loads last year.
How have the yields been?
For the most part, people have been pleasantly surprised with the yields. Stuff that, you know, some of the guys thought was going to be 30 bushel wheat has been 50 bushel wheat. Some of the stuff that guys thought was 60, 70 bushel wheat has been 80, 90 bushel wheat.
So overall, a pretty good harvest for the ones that have got started so far.
Yeah, overall, like I say, most of the guys have been pleasantly surprised with what's coming in.
Has the quality been good?
Quality has been good, much better than last year. We struggled a lot with quality last year, but thankfully this year it's a nice looking crop.
What have test weights ranged?
They've ranged from 55 to 65, but most of it's been 60 plus. Some of the lower test weight was maybe some fields that got some rust in them. Also, we had some wheat that was following dryland corn last year that really didn't emerge till February or March to spring. It was going to be a little later, and all the forecasters 2 weeks ago promised us a good inch of rain, and we got nada. And then we got some 100-degree days after that, and that stuff just kind of gave up the ship. And so you're seeing some higher shrunken and broken and lower test weight on some of those fields.
You think these recent rains are going to also influence that?
Maybe some. We'll have to see. It's one or two is not a big deal, but we're on number three on some of this ripe stuff, and then they're talking about maybe chances again then over the next 48 hours, and we get another one on it, and it just kind of it becomes a compounding effect of it. Hopefully we're you know, strong enough on the front end that a little bit of reduction won't be the end of the world.
Well, it seems like that the rains you have been getting really aren't enough to help the fall crops, and they're not just enough to be bothersome for the wheat.
That would be a pretty good description of what we've gotten. 10 points here, 20 points there, doesn't really do a whole lot for our fall crops, which could really use a good inch and a half of rain, but it's not the first time it's happened that way. Hopefully we get some good cutting days and we make some more progress and then get a good inch rain.
Has it been pretty dry up here this winter?
You know, the winter seemed like we actually had okay moisture. I think that's the thing that surprised guys, was we really didn't kind of March for that period, March, April, we really kind of missed. And we didn't have a ton of moisture in May, but it was okay. But I think that was people anticipated with the dry conditions and stuff being a little poorer than it's been.
Have the protein levels been fairly consistent?
No. It seems like that went away 20 years ago. I don't know whether it's farming practices differences, but we've dumped 8 to 17 protein, but overall it's been a better protein crop, and that seems like that's universal across the state.
It's a little unusual when you get those higher yields and the protein levels up there as well.
Yeah, very much so. We had a guy that said that he had a field that actually went over 100 bushel of the acre, and it was over 60 pounds on test weight, and it was over 13 protein. So that's a very unusual circumstance.
And a happy farmer at that point.
Yep. I think he was just pretty darn pleased. I think he would have been pleased if it had been 11 protein. The yield was big.
What about disease? Was there disease pressure throughout this area at all?
A little bit of mosaic in some spots, but I think guys that are in some of those areas have gone to some varieties and a little more resistant. Rust kind of came in. Some guys treated, some guys didn't. I've kind of heard that this year it was a fairly big deal if you treated for rust, if you were proactive. It sounds like 15-20 bushel the acre difference.
And obviously with the weather the way it's been, it's probably difficult to tell when you're going to finish up.
Yeah, I think we're 50-60% done. Probably need another 5 to 7 good cutting days and we'll be on the short rows.
Well, I've noticed driving in a lot of it's cut, but there's really nobody out in the field today with the humidity where it is.
Yeah, the combination of we had some spotty showers last night, and then the humidity, we were overcast and cloudy for most part of the morning. Now the sun started to come back out, and we've got some guys that are going out and going to start cutting, and so it'll be one of those, we take wheat from 5 to 10 o'clock tonight type of thing.
Thanks, Eric. I've been visiting with Eric Sperber, the CEO and General Manager of Cornerstone Ag in Colby. This is Jim Wigert.